That song is found in the White Book. I recently had a conversation with someone. It was July 18th that I had the conversation because this person calls me on my sister's birthday every year. And that's the only time of the year I hear from her. It's a cousin of mine. And my sister went to be with the Lord a few years ago. And I'm the only cousin she has left. And so she says hello to me. And while we were doing that, she was catching up. She said to me, do you know that song? She heard Brother John and Pelizzeri sing it, and she said something like, "For mercy so great, what return can I make?" I said, "Yeah, I've heard that song. I know that song." And she said, "I've looked all over the place for it. I can't find it any place. Do you know where I might find it?" So it's in the Pilgrim Camp Book number 35. We're not going to sing it. We're going to just, I'm just telling you the story. And I told her where it was. I took a picture of it. I don't know if I'm allowed to do that. Do I have to buy a copy and send it? Or I took a picture of it and sent it to her. And then I began to think, where can you find that song, number 35? What book? I think I can find it in a hymn book, maybe. And the song we just heard played on the organ and violins, what a beautiful song that is. Now, you can't find these songs very many places. They're too old. You got to go way back into the oldest hymnals that you can find. I'm sure none of the newer ones would have songs such as these. But maybe it's just me because I was brought up with them. But these songs in this book, you could commit them to memory. And no, they're not like the Bible. That's a better book to commit to memory. But if you would memorize these songs, they would stand you in good stead. Because they teach you. And they help us. And how often have I found myself singing a song? Because the songs are, well, they're put to melody. And melodies somehow stick in your head. And so you sing them when you're not doing anything else and it comes to mind. And I'm so thankful for this book. I'm thankful for the hymns that are found there. And now, I'm not saying there's not a good song outside of this book. Of course there are. And of course there are many contemporary songs that are blessings and that are filled with truth and they're great. But I'm thankful for these that nobody else can find, excepting those that come to Pilgrim Camp. And nobody else knows them because they're too far buried in the past. But what wonderful truths. And this one, too. When you sing it, when we sing it, number 112, when we sing it together in this white book, just look at what you're singing. Jesus led me all the way, led me step by step each day. And I will, when I lay my burdens down, when I get to the end of the road, every day Jesus led me. And the verses, they're beautiful, they're wonderful, these truths. And so let's sing them into our hearts and thank God for it. 112.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's 56 in the White Book also. Number 56.
Speak, oh Lord, I pray.
116 in the hymn book. 116. If you'd like to stand, we could do that. As we say, 116.
Yes, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord, amen. Jesus, your way. Dear Lord, your will, O Lord, be God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, your will be done. Jesus, you lead. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, Lord. Lord, make us pure, O God. Dear Lord, make us good, O God, we pray, Jesus. Hallelujah, you are able, Lord. Hallelujah, you are able, we behold you, O Lord. Hallelujah, we look to thee, O Lord. Hallelujah, change us, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Change us, O Lord. Your will be done. Hallelujah, make us good, O God. Dear Lord, you make us good. Jesus, we need you. By your Spirit, Lord, grant, O God, help tonight. We behold you, Jesus. We look to you, Jesus. Change us, Lord, by your Spirit into your image. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory in name's sake, we ask it, O God. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise you.
Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, you are, oh God. Jesus, your will be. Jesus, have your grace. Yes. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Are wrought inside of people's hearts. When God can change your nature, they call it, I guess, inbred sin. That stubbornness, you know what that is? That rebellious nature that somehow or other is just contrary to God and the way of God and the will of God. And when the Holy Spirit can subdue that, well, that maybe is a greater miracle than any other one that you could think of. That he can rule in my heart, that he can set up his kingdom inside of me. That kingdom is a kingdom in the Holy Spirit, we read Romans 14. It's of righteousness and joy and peace in the Holy Ghost, and it's inside of you. But sometimes he doesn't reign all over the place inside of you, because there's that streak of whatever it might be, that rebellion. Hard to be good, as our sister said. It's hard to walk in that narrow way. And there's so much contrary, but the will of God is to conform you into the image of Jesus.
Yes.
To get all that resistance out. Jesus didn't do anything that pleased him. He just did the things that pleased his Father. And if I'm conformed to the image of Christ, then that somehow has to come along. Oh Lord, do that miracle. God is moving, and he's moving in all the earth, and that's true on a worldwide scale. God's moving in all over the world, in different places. I read not long ago of all that God is doing in Iran, and you'll never hear of that. That's not broadcast. Nobody will carry that news story. And maybe they can't for good reasons, but God is moving, pouring out his Spirit in all the earth. Signs and wonders when God moves. But he also moves in you, in your heart, in my heart. Break down every idol. Cast out every foe. Now wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. And when you sing that prayer or pray that prayer, move, O Lord. Move, O Lord, in me. You know what you're asking for? You're asking for wiping out of your own flesh, a destruction of your own flesh. The Spirit of God to come in and to live out that life of Jesus in you. And the things are, the Spirit and the flesh, they're contrary. But God wants to move in your heart, in my heart, and make changes that he died on the cross to achieve. And only he can make that happen, is our sister has said to us, only the blood of Jesus, only the power of the Holy Spirit. But he can do that in you and in me, and he can do it tonight. He can change me. Oh Lord, search my heart and know my heart and try my heart. And Lord, see if there's any wicked way and there's any rebellion or anything that exalts itself against you. And Lord, where it's so much of my and me and so filled with me and my, Lord, help it to be displaced with you. Lord, you must increase and I must decrease. And that may be all of us. Lord, to be conformed more to the image of Jesus Christ. So let him move, let him work in your heart. Let him change you by his Spirit. I can't change you. You can't change you. Nothing can change you, but God can change you. He's able to subdue everything unto himself. He's able to make the mountains flow down like wax in his presence. Let him do that right now, in the next moment or two. Say, Lord, you come in. Come into my life. Lord, and maybe you know what it is. Maybe you know full well, but, well, it's been a battle. It's been a tug of war. Why don't you quit playing tug of war and just say, Lord, would you please take over and get rid of this? Lord, would you remove the mountain? Would you remove that obstacle, that inbred, whatever it might be? Lord, dear Lord Jesus, come and conform me, change me. Move, O Lord, in me. And you know, he just might do that. As a matter of fact, he's wanting to. He's just waiting for you to invite him in. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, I want you. I need you. I need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, come in today. Come in a greater way, Lord. Come in, Jesus.
And we sing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What is it?
103. To save, what does it say? The Bible verse I'm thinking now. He can save to the uttermost. Now, what does that mean to you? What does that mean? To me, it means a couple different things, and I don't exactly know what it's supposed to be taken as, maybe both ways that I think of it. But what does it mean to save to the uttermost? Well, it's got to mean something to somebody.
Totally and completely.
Say it again.
Totally and completely.
Okay, that means all of the old goes, and he displaces entirely with the new. Right? That's what he wants to do. That's what he came to do in you and in me.